Yo, today's QOD is don't believe everything you think. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Dr. Wayne Dyer on the show today. And if you are stopping yourself from doing the thing you want to do because you've got all these excuses, today's episode is for you because Dr. Dyer is going to walk you through a very simple process that's going to help you get beyond your excuses. Dr. Wayne Dyer is coming up.
Carl Jung had a very important observation. He was a great teacher of mine. Many of you know I practiced his form of counseling and therapy for many years. He said, our most important problems cannot be solved. They must be outgrown. We have to grow up. And by growing up, he really meant growing back to the highest place within yourself. That place that I spoke about earlier, where you allow the divine to grow within you, and you see yourself not as a victim, but as a piece of God, as a piece of the source, that from which you originate. In this paradigm, there are a series of questions. I'm going to go through them as quickly as I can. The first question to ask yourself about any excuse that you use is it true? I think one of the most, the display quote that I use for this book says this, don't believe everything you think. So the question, is it true? Let's take the first, one of the first excuses. It's going to be difficult because very often people stop themselves and you'll hear it. I hear this all the time when people talk to me, well, yeah, I'd like to do it, but it's going to be very difficult to do. And you say it almost offhandedly as if I'm supposed to buy that and accept that it's going to be difficult. It's going to be very difficult to get that job. It's going to be very difficult to make the money that I would like to make. It's going to be very difficult to overcome the illness that I have. And the minute that you set yourself up for that, you have to ask yourself this question, is it true? Is it true? And the second part of this question is, can you be 100% certain that what you are thinking as an excuse is true? Can you, if you, there's something that you would like to change about yourself, and you say to yourself, it's going to be difficult, is there any possibility at all that exists out there that it might not be difficult? And if the possibility exists that it might not be difficult, then it's not true, is it? The same thing is true with something such as I can't afford it. Is it true that whatever it is that you'd like to be able to do in your life, you can't afford it? Can you be 100% certain that you can't afford it? Let me ask the audience, how many of you, by a show of honest hands, have ever had the experience of believing that you needed the money to do something, but you didn't have it? And then you came home or something happened, you got a telephone call, and unexpectedly, the financing for what it is that you would like to be able to do was there. It was a check, it was whatever, and it just showed up, a tax refund. See, now, if you look around, we're talking about basically a universal experience. The idea that you can't afford it may or may not be true. So here we go, and here's the logic of this, and this is what I really like you to get. If you ask yourself the question, is it true? It's going to be difficult. It's going to take a long time. I can't afford it. Three of the excuses that we use. And you say to yourself, it may or may not be true, which is the case. Then you ask yourself, well, what's the reverse of those three excuses? It's going to be difficult shifts to what? It's going to be easy. Now, is that true? Or it may or may not be true. In fact, It may be very difficult, or in fact, it may become easy. You don't know. So now you have a choice. You have two thoughts, both of which may or may not be true. One will keep you from getting what it is that you would like. It's going to be difficult. The other one, which is equally may or may not be true, is going to lead you to where you would like to be. Why would you pick the first one? Why would anybody pick the thought that may or may not be true that's going to lead you away from what you would like instead of the thought that it's going to be easy, which may or may not be true, but at least when you think it, you have the option then because you understand that you become what you think about whether you want it or not. So if you're thinking that it's going to be easy, then you will act upon that thought. Like when I sat down to write this book that this program is based upon, one of the first things that I do is I take another book that I've written or that somebody else has written, and I take a cover. I always ask my publisher, come up with a cover. This is the title. And they come up with a beginning cover. And I wrap that cover around it, and I have the book, Excuses Be Gone, looking right at me every time I sit down because I'm thinking from the end rather than about the end. And I believe if I'm looking at it, it's already here. And if it's already here, this is going to be easy because it's already done. All I have to do is do whatever it takes to complete that. On the other hand, if I say this is going to be very difficult, the first thing I will do if I know that it's going to be difficult is probably postpone it and say to myself, why should I do difficult things? I can just go and lie down. That's easy. Now, you can do this with every single one of these 18 excuses that I'm talking about here in this program. You can do the very same thing. Can you be 100% certain that it's true? No, I can't be 100% certain that it's true. Okay, what's the reverse of that thought? Well, it's going to be easy. It's not going to take a long time. Is that true? No. Can you be 100% certain that it's not true? No, I can't be 100% certain. So why have you all of these years been opting for the, it's going to take a long time, it's going to be difficult, I can't do this, I'm too old, it's too risky, all of them, everything that you see out there, it's not my nature, I'm not strong enough. And as you begin to examine these, and I learned a lot of this from my teacher and a woman that I adore, I think is one of the great powerful teachers on our planet, a very close personal friend, her name is Byron Katie. And Katie has something called The Work, and I have taken a few of the things that she taught me and put it into this excuses be gone paradigm. She, to me, is a woman who walks her talk every moment of her life. She's nothing but pure love. So this idea of looking at something that may or may not be true, recognizing that if I reverse it and allow myself to think that thought, that at least the one that says it's going to take me where I would like to go is the one that I want to hang on to, okay? So the next question that we ask in this excuses be gone paradigm is, where did these thoughts come from? Where did these excuses that you see popping up here all throughout this program, where did they come from? The answer to that I can give to you in just a few seconds. They came from you. They're all your choices. You are the product of all of the choices that you've made up until now in your life. And you say, well, wait a minute, I'm shy. And I was shy as a little kid, and I learned all of this from my mother who told me that I couldn't do this. And I said, and were there other kids who had mothers who told them that and ignored that? Well, yeah, we had a few kids like that in our. Well, so they didn't choose that, and you did. So I'm not saying that you want to be filled with resentment towards anybody for any of the things that are going on in your life. What I'm suggesting is that if somebody else is responsible for what it is that you are in your life, I used to tell my patients when I had a practice out in New York years ago when I was teaching at St. John's University in Queens, New York, I used to tell them, I'd say, who is it that's responsible for all of these things about you? And they'd say, well, it was, you know, my culture and my parents, my mother particularly, she was the mothers take a big, big rap on all of this stuff. I'd say, so It was your mother. Yes. So I want you to leave my office, and I want you to go get her. And I want you to bring her to me, and I will treat her, and you will get better. Total responsibility for everything, even your illnesses, even your infirmities, whatever it is. If you're waiting for whoever caused it to go to change, then you're waiting for Godot, the famous play, and Godot never shows up. All right. The third question to ask yourself is, what are the payoffs? Like, all human behavior has a payoff, no matter what it is. All of these excuses, you get something from it. I'm just going to go through very quickly, because I want to get to the next one. I like the next one a lot. All right? We continue with these excuses because they help us to avoid the real work of going within and becoming who we know we were destined to become. We have a calling inside of us that says, I want to do this, but there's something I'm avoiding. And if I use an excuse, then I have a ready cop-out. I'm safer. I can use these excuses to manipulate other people. I can use these excuses that to be right. In all of my engagements and all of my conversations and everything, I just need to be right. I can use it to blame other people. I can use it to protect myself from anything that might be dangerous out there. I can use it to escape becoming a stronger, more vivacious, more intelligent, more dominant human being as a human being. So all of these are, and I've written books about this earlier in my career. It's not my purpose here to give you all of that, but know that all of your behaviors have built into them a payoff.
That was Dr. Wayne Dyer. His website is drwaynedyer.com. You can check out today's entire talk on YouTube. It is called Excuses Be Gone, number 8, Dr. Wayne Dyer. All right, my friend, that is it for me. Follow me on that Instagram at Sean Croxton, and I will see you tomorrow with Florencia Andres. She is talking about crushing your self-doubt. I'll see you then. I'm out. Peace.